Hey, welcome to the Q Reyes Project. This is Q Reyes. In this episode, I'm dedicating it to the ladies, to the women out there that I know, you know, men-women relations are very difficult because we are so different. That doesn't mean that you can't learn. And that's one thing that I've done all my life is try to learn about women and everything. I love women. So it's like, since growing up, when I moved, you know, I lived in Puerto Rico and it's Spanish language. And then I moved to the United States and here I had to learn English from scratch. And, you know, I came here and I didn't have any money or clothes or anything to be cool. So to get girls, I had to really, really learn how to. I didn't have the clothes or the money to impress them. I didn't have the language to communicate. So I had to learn techniques in order for me to achieve success in you know, the seduction of the opposite sex. Now, within these techniques, you know, I've come to find out what works for me throughout the years. But one thing I've noticed is that women have the same problem as far as men. You know, I think it's always like this iron curtain that we think the grass is greener on the other side, but I know it's not. And I know a lot of you ladies have doubts on the man's mind, you know, and it's not complicated. You probably like a guy, just like, or, you know, whatever, just like most people. Or, you know, men like women. I don't know. You know what I'm trying to say. Or you like a person, I guess I should say. And that person is a male. Let's specify that. So, you know, maybe he doesn't call you and he ignores you and all of that. And that's probably the reason you like this person. Is because of, a lot of times, a lack of interest is interesting. And you need to understand that because it's the same in the opposite direction. The minute that you're too interested, ladies, I'm talking about average guys. I'm not talking about needy, freaking horn dogs. All right. Those are different. I'm talking about an average guy, that someone that you might want to have a relationship with. The minute that you're too interested, and he's not at that same level, there's a disconnect immediately because that's how men are. It's kind of like, okay, they got you in their pocket. They go on to the next thing. Or, you know, then you know, it's a loss of interest there. Now, this is my suggestion to you. One of the easier things to make sure that you keep that connection is to, you know, be a little hard to get, ladies. Be a little hard to get. You're not going to lose guys by being hard to get. It's just, you know, things have changed. I think a lot of women now, because they feel they're, you know, the feminist movement and all of that, a lot of women feel free. Oh, yeah, I'm free. We just like men and we're going to do whatever. That's fine. You do have the freedom. You know, you have the freedom to drive your car in reverse in the freeway, too. I mean, you can do whatever you want. You have free will. The point is, does that work for you? You know, if you tell yourself that it does, well, good for you. But the fact is, it doesn't work for you. You got to play that hard to get role as a woman. Because men, we don't play that role. Well, we should. And when we do, we're very successful at it. But we don't play that role. Men are very direct. Now, women, it is your job to play the hard to get role, because that hard to get role is very interesting. Men love that. You know, they say, obviously they don't like it. Obviously they wish you were really easy and they could just smash as soon as they meet you, you know, 2 minutes later in the bathroom. But if you want to really catch a guy's attention, then you got to be a little hard to get. And trust me, you're worth it. You're worth it. You don't gotta be goo goo gaga over no guy. Like, there's billions of men out there, you know, millions probably around where you live, and probably hundreds of thousands that would love to be with you. So Don't Google Gaga over a guy. You know, have a guy earn you. I think men benefit from this because men like that challenge. And I think women benefit from this because you're going to get somebody that really wants you. Just wanted to put that out because I believe, you know, I'm all for equality in men and women and equal pay, all of that. That has something to do with relationships. And if people think that men and women are the same and women want to sleep with 100 guys in one night, and, hey, good for you. I mean, I don't care in a moral level, but as far as you are concerned, I doubt that's fulfilling for you. So we got to take the feminism out of relationships and just keep it in the workplace. You know, if you want to be equal to the CEO, who cares? Do that. But as far as relationships, it's kind of like every species has a role. You know, the black widow, you know, they say that she kills the male after sex. You know, that's a role. And the male don't care. The male's right there, like, kill me. But you got to understand every species has a role, and we are different species. We are. We're humans, but a female and a male are not the same. They're built differently. That's the reason women can have babies. Men cannot have babies. You see what I'm saying? So you cannot group yourself to being equal to the man that a man can ejaculate millions of sperm every time, a few times. A woman can't ejaculate sperm. You see what I'm saying? So you can't live the same life as that male that has a shorter lifespan and try to be fulfilled doing it and want equality, because we're not equal. You know, maybe you guys are better. Maybe women are better. But when you try to be equal, then you're lowering your standard. You're coming down to a level that hasn't really evolved to where you're at. So just wanted to take some pressure off if you're thinking about all of this and men-women relationships, and just play your role. Be a woman. Men love that. Be feminine. Like, that's hot. You know, that's hot. Now, you know, if one night you want to make a mistake in Vegas and smash three dudes in a hotel room, hey, you live and learn. Hopefully you have fun. But if you do that every night, I'm not sure that's going to be fulfilling for you. And in the opposite, there's men that probably would like that every night, because that's their DNA, is just shooting out sperm. That's what they want to do. Me, you know, shoot out that sperm. That's our nature. Women are meant to be more selective because you're the ones that get pregnant. Trust me, you don't want to get pregnant by the wrong sperm. Choose your sperm wisely. You don't got to let everybody smash. We're never going to evolve as a human race if you let everybody smash. You got to just select the good ones so that we can all have a better species in the future. All right? So having said that, I'm going to be out. And until next time, peace.